This year's Tour of Utah race will be held from August 6th to August 12th. 17 professional teams from around the world will participate in the 7-stage race.
The reason the people from around the world love this race is because they have their own racers that they follow from France and from Italy and from Canada and from Australia that are competing in our race in the Tour of Utah.
John Kimball is the managing director of the Tour of Utah. He says bikers love to train in Utah because the racing is similar to the Tour de France.
We have professional riders that race in the Tour de France that will come and train in Utah because of our terrain, the beauty, the altitude, and just the sheer canyons we enjoy for skiing and everything else that we do.
This year's race will begin in St. George and end in Park City. Between the first and final stage, there will be racing in Cedar City, Payson, and Antelope Island, to name a few locations. The race is free of charge for spectators. The Tour Tracker app will also be available for free as a way people can track the racers' locations.
We're the only race in North America that broadcasts our race through Tour Tracker from start to finish. So you can get on at work, you can get on at home and watch the race from start to finish. And it has a little bead that follows the racers and tells you exactly where they are in your community.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.